This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
This is The Drive.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for tuning in. Don't let us disturb you, Mr. Fabulous.
What are you doing?
He's finishing off the leftovers from my power lunch with the Vol Rumor Mill at Rickard Ridge Barbecue earlier today.
I was told this was okay.
Where? By who?
By you.
We said you could eat the food.
No.
On your own time, not during the show.
Not during the damn A block.
You said bring it into the studio with you.
Yeah.
You said take it with you. It's going to get cold. It's too good not to let it get cold.
It just came out of a fridge.
It's fine. You know what? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll turn you around. You let me know when you're done with your lunch, okay?
When you find the time to squeeze us in, just let us know.
I will, because this Rickard Ridge is so good, I'm not going to let it go to waste. I'm going to eat it right now.
All right. Mic off. How you doing, Russ?
Good. Oh, man. Not going to lie.
don't do it to me. I've got him eating.
I need a nap. Can you carry
this is
going to
be one of these
Bear?
Days where I'm going to have to carry us.
Can you carry the show?
Yeah. I mean, let me climb on up. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
I'm really tired.
You guys on my back.
So, the new menu over at Rickard Ridge, I don't know if you saw the pictures I tweeted. Their menu looks really awesome. They got some new items on there. I had the Mac Daddy sandwich with the Mac Daddy.
Miggity, miggity, back, Daddy.
It's wiggity, wiggity, whack. Chris Brown will make you jump. Oh, the mac and cheese on the barbecue. You can't go wrong like that, man. And then we had, he's got potato cakes now with cheesy potato cakes. Oh, and we were dipping them in the mango habanero salsa up there. Oh!
The Mac Daddy, slow-smoked pulled pork topped with white cheddar mac and cheese drizzled with our signature barbecue sauce.
That's what I ate.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I
ate. What was the sausage that I just had?
So he does this, it's almost like a charcuterie thing.
Yeah.
And you've got little
Cresco crazy over that.
What do you call it? Italian sauce? Oh yeah. Houston Cresco. Big fan of
he considers himself to be a charcuterie aficionado.
Yeah. And so it's like sausage that you put on flatbread with pimento cheese.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Did you get the pimento cheese? I had that back there, too.
Yes, did you put that on it? Yes, I did.
Well, I'm kind of surprised you like pimento cheese.
It is a it's a strange thing that I've grown to like a little bit.
I guess that happens in life.
And then this kebab. A kebab.
A kebab with pork tenderloin.
I don't ever eat kebabs, but that was
pineapple.
The best one that I've had in a long, long, long time.
So good. So, you see why I'm a little bit dazed. I'm
jealous.
I'm in a bit of a food coma.
It's still, nothing will ever top the infamous Christmas luncheon show with you and Chance Collins.
Well, let the record show that I did invite both of you to come with us. You both declined.
Well, I've got to pick up Junior every day right at lunchtime.
Okay. You had to pick up your kid. Rick had to go put on a suit. I get it. You guys have things to do. Bear and Rick.
I knew.
So their time is in demand.
I knew that you would bring leftovers for free. So that was a big part of my decision. I'm not going to lie. I just had a great meal that I'd like to go back to, frankly.
Rick Butler over here playing chess, not checkers.
It's a poor man's game.
I could ride up there and have to spend the better part of 2 hours with Russell in Houston, or I could just go on about my life and get some food for free that I know Russell's going to bring back because he's such a nice guy.
Cheers.
I added that last part in.
Where are my chicken thighs? I've got a standing order anytime anybody from the station goes to Rickard Ridge.
Oh, a standing order.
Unless you're with your family and it's on a weekend. Even then, I'd kind of like my thighs. Where's my chicken, Russ?
We need a sound drop of, I kind of like my thighs.
I kind of like my thighs. I'm sorry, Bear. I'm sorry I failed you. No chicken thighs this time.
Had your nose stuck up.
Oh!
Houston, I can see how this is going.
Uncalled for, uncouth, unnecessary.
That's not true. Very necessary.
Some of these new menu items, man, it's pretty fantastic up there. So, Kress got he got Sheila's cheeseburger quesadillas, right? Which, you've ever had I love their pork quesadillas. I haven't had the chicken quesadillas. The pork quesadillas are just phenomenal. But Houston also got, this is the kind of lifestyle the Vol Rumor Mill is rolling
right
now.
Is he a two-entree guy?
He also got to go the Ridge Top Combo.
Was it for his old lady?
Let me tell you what the Ridge Top Combo entails. You get a half rack of slow-roasted Memphis-style baby back ribs, half rack. You get pulled pork. You get slow-smoked chicken thighs. Served with their signature baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, and sweet potato fries. That's all one dish. They brought it out in one of those, like, pans.
Yeah.
To-go pans with the thing. Houston's like,
was
he's
he
putting
getting
it on his shoulder
his,
to walk out.
Is he getting
out
those for his girl? Is his face just completely covered in barbecue sauce right now?
No, he took it home. I mean, he didn't open it there. He got it to go. So I don't know what he's going to do with it.
He's going
to
eat it.
Is it almost like
Ridge Top Combo?
Is it almost like fajitas in the sense that they had to bring it out in multiple parts, multiple plates on the table?
What do you call those, Bear, where it's like about yay wide, yay deep? It's a pan, like an aluminum foil pan.
So aluminum pan, yeah.
Right. I don't know if there's some special name for it or something. That's what he did. Anyway, Rickard Ridge Barbecue, a great lunch out there. We appreciate them having us out and letting us try some samples of some of the new menu items out there. A good time was had by all.
I regret not going, especially after seeing the menu. I will definitely be making that a part of my, probably this weekend, honestly. Got to go back and have more of this myself.
Well, we got a lot to talk about as far as this weekend is concerned, our plans and things like that, because we're making some plans for future world domination. But first, we have to talk about our baseball coach and these other SEC schools that just won't stop sniffing around. Tony Vitello.
Who's sniffing now?
Ole Miss.
Huh? They've been like one World Series since I've been alive. Why would he want to go there?
So this is what came from a source of mine today who's never steered me wrong. And this is third hand.
Trey Wallace.
You all right? No, it's not. Absolutely not Trey. This is third hand information. So you take it. You take this however you want. But I'm just going to throw this out there. You tell me. You tell me whether you buy it or not, or how worried you are. Okay. So, apparently, the word is that Jimmy Sexton is advising our hero, Tony Vitello, not to sign the offer on the table from Tennessee yet, even though it contains everything he asked for and more. Apparently, the CAA group is already getting feelers from Ole Miss in anticipation of LSU perhaps hiring is it Mike Bianco? It was Bianco.
Yes.
At Ole Miss.
Yes.
I thought they'd already moved away from him.
I don't know. The only thing I've heard as far that ever got far down the road was the Oregon State guy, and that fell apart, evidently. I've not heard much about Bianco. I've heard the Dallas Baptist guy, the East Carolina guy, the Oregon State guy, and Bianco, and Vitello are the guys I've heard there. So Ole Miss is kind of – I mean, and that would – That would stand to reason. I mean, that would be smart move from Ole Miss to say, hey, if our guy leaves, we would be interested in Vitello. And apparently they've made it known that if our guy leaves, we want Tony V, and we'd be willing to better whatever Tennessee already has on the table because they're that committed to baseball down there. And if you've seen their baseball facility, and if you haven't on YouTube, go look at Ole Miss's baseball stadium and their indoor facility and practice facilities and everything that's attached to that. It is awesome. I mean, it is right up there with Mississippi State, LSU, Arkansas, and Texas A&M as far as the best baseball facilities in the country. It's fantastic.
I feel like I'd like to talk to Rohan Davies, Ma, to be honest with you.
Why?
So I could put a curse on Jimmy Sexton.
I thought we exercised the curse this past weekend.
On ourselves. I'd like to lay one on Jimmy Sexton. I'd like to have a voodoo doll of Jimmy, just a fat little Jimmy Sexton voodoo doll,
well,
so I could push pins
this.
Into it.
What I've said the whole time is from Vitello, it doesn't do Vitello any good to sign any deal now. He could be about to win a national championship. And whatever Tennessee's offering him, like, his bargaining power just continues to increase with every passing day, right?
Right.
If we win a national championship, whatever they've offered him, they're going to have to rip that up and do it over again.
Yeah, but I still don't. Why would you leave? You've been here for 4 years. You built this program. Let's say you do win the national championship. Why would you leave that to go be the third or fourth fiddle over in the SEC West?
Yeah, I mean, that's what gives me confidence.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
You know, people will say, well, Johnny Majors left after he went. Well, that was in 1976, and he was coming to his alma mater.
Yeah.
So I get that. I feel –
I mean, Vitello didn't play there. He's you know, they don't even have as much tradition as we do.
Ole Miss?
Yeah, they don't.
They got better facilities.
They may have better facilities, but they've only been to the World Series once.
I'm just going to throw this out here, too. So, I mean, just you do whatever you want with this, but can you imagine?
Freshwater and him in the same town? No.
Oh, my.
The Lane Train and Captain Vitello out on in the Grove, surrounded by sundresses?
If we got outbid by those idiots down there in Oxford – there would Danny White might as well go ahead and pack up his office.
So how worried are you? Again, we'll go back to the worry meter. 10, he's gone. 0, no chance. You were at a 1 Monday. Where are you at today?
2. 2.
I'll say 3. I can't remember where I was Monday, but I'd still – say at least a 70% chance that he stays. And honestly, I feel like it's higher than that.
So we always knew this was possible, and this was kind of the danger, right, of LSU being one of the jobs that was open and Texas A&M for an extent there, was that, hey, not only could they be coming after Tony Vitello, but they could also be going after just somebody in the SEC who would then also be going after Vitello. It wasn't like LSU and Texas A&M were our only issues, and now we're seeing this come to fruition a little bit. But before I get to the confidence meter, Russell, how much do you think this is true? I feel like in the case of Tennessee, Tony Vitello is obviously building himself up to a point where he's saying, hey, I need you, as in the university, to meet me at this point, right? I need you to bring up the facilities, bring up the things around you. Whereas if he were to go somewhere else, that is his agent and that other university saying, okay, we're going to meet at this place, right, that we feel like is equal. Don't you feel like you'd have more power at Tennessee by basically saying, hey, I brought us up to here. Now you need to raise everything up to my standards. Do you get what I'm saying? Any point there?
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense.
I feel like that's bargaining power.
Sure. Every day that passes by, he's got more and more bargaining power. So,
but specifically,
Sexton's going to try and squeeze every dime he can out of Tennessee, and part of me wonders if he's going to try and squeeze even more since he lost out on the Jeremy Pruitt getting fired payday.
Or maybe he's doing it just to stick it to his arch enemy, Danny No-Nugs. I just speculate.
Can this guy for once take care of the university that educated him? Can he ever get us a break?
No, that's not his job. I don't even hold it.
I do. I think he's one of the sleaziest people. He's part of what's wrong with college athletics.
Sure,
he's ridiculous coaching salaries.
Yeah, I mean, he's
the architect of it.
There's no doubt about it.
I can't stand him, man. He's pretty high up on my list of people I despise. I mean, just absolutely despise him.
Where does he rank in terms of Butch Jones? You hate Jimmy Sexton more than Butch Jones?
Yeah, I mean, Butch Jones was just dumb. He's just a really bad coach.
This is a scary and dark place to take the show in the first segment, the Bears enemies list.
I almost had a follow-up. But then I kind of saved it.
You don't even want to know.
I'm kind of scared of even how to ask.
Go ahead and ask.
I don't know if I should.
Go ahead.
I just want to know what the list looks like. I mean, where does Tennessee people rank compared to other coaches? Do Tennessee coaches get ranked higher inevitably because you had more trust in them at one point?
Not necessarily.
Like is Kirby Smart higher on the list than?
Oh yeah,
Derek Dooley.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So you hate your rivals more than you do the ones that let you down. Tennessee.
I have despised Kirby Smart since he was a player at Georgia, and Jamal kept running him over.
So they might have history to it.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, number one with a bullet is Satan down there in Tuscaloosa.
Let's get tell you what, we got Logan Quinton coming on the show to talk Tennessee baseball here in just a second. Josh Pate is on the show today in hour number two. Let's start with the phone call. Titans Bill is on the G3 Help Me hotline. Titanic William, good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, Dub C?
Titans Bill, I'm doing pretty darn good. Almost as good as John Robinson and Mike Vrabel this offseason. I'm doing spectacular. Thank you.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to miss Bear. I don't know how many times him and I had our little run-ins.
Where am I going somewhere?
Huh? I thought somebody by the name of Bear passed away.
Dude, you're talking to me, and I will say that I got several texts. One in the middle of the night, I'm looking at you, Snowball. Why, man, you still alive?
What?
Yeah. Apparently there was an old, I'm talking like old school, like early 90s caller to Tony by the name of Lynn Dagley. And he unfortunately passed away. Rest in peace. He's a good friend of Bean Stars and those guys.
What does this have to do with you?
Because his nickname in the early 90s
was Bear.
Bear, because he sounded like Bear Bryant.
Oh.
Totally different Bear.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah, I got texts. And then I talked to somebody else, another mutual friend of ours, and said that another buddy of ours had called him at like midnight on Sunday just freaking out.
About thought me. That you had died?
Yeah. They were like, I thought everything was going good.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, Titans
Bill. Why would
Bill,
you text somebody you think has passed? they're not going to answer.
My man, that's Willie for you. it was touching.
He's still
I responded
here,
back.
Titans
still alive.
Bill. You're very talking asleep. To him, right? Rumors of Bear's demise greatly exaggerated.
Well, all right. On this situation with Vitello, he's not going anywhere. He's staying here in Tennessee, and I'm going to say it's going to be a 100% chance that he will stay at Tennessee, and Randy Boyd will see to it. It ain't going to be because, look, guys, Boyd is far more powerful than Daniel Boone White and Dashing Dante. I'm referring to Dr. Plowman. That's what I call her, Dashing Dante.
Well, you got to say it all sexy like that. That's kind of weird, Titans Bill. Say it one more time. Dashing Tides Bill, you there?
Bill. You there, Bill?
Randy, yeah, I'm right here. And Randy Boyd will see to it.
I trust Randy Boyd in this situation. Randy Boyd's already proven he's not going to let a popular Tennessee coach leave because of money. We'll open up the checkbook for this guy and keep him. You're not worried, are you, Titans Bill? Why does he keep disappearing on me?
I think he keeps muting himself.
Oh, did you mute yourself, Titans Bill? You hit the mute button. You fat-cheeked it.
Come on, man. We know you're there.
Pull it together, Titans Bill. You can do this.
I mean, your first ballot Hall of Fame caller in the Knoxville area.
He got
come
a new
on,
phone
dude.
There? Has he got an Android or something? What are we doing? All right, thank you, Titans Bill. We got to run. Logan Quinton's going to join us here on the other side as we talk Tennessee baseball with him. He's done a fantastic job covering Tony Vitello in the Baseball Falls for FanRunRadio.com. Good to hear from Titans Bill, if only sporadically right there. Stay tuned. And a fake death story as well, the bear. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it wasn't. Somebody actually did die. Just somebody who's also nicknamed Bear.
I'm glad okay. We cleared the air.
Yes.
That our bear. Still live and here on the
have
radio.
A ghost in the studio.
Yeah,
with
I mean,
us.
I'm straight up serious, dude. I was sound asleep. I hear my phone go off. I pick it up, open one eye, and look at it. And it's from Willie.
You mean your other eye? Because you sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, but I can't really see out of my right eye for about 30 minutes until I get it moisturized.
30 minutes?
Everything's really, really blurry. And then I've got these drops
so,
I put in it.
So weird. Stay tuned. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
You on a bit. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Russell, Bear, and Rick back with you. Pleased to be joined by our buddy Logan Quinton right now. He does a great job covering Tennessee baseball for FanRunRadio.com. Good afternoon, Logan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Just got through wrapping up a story, interviewing a former Vol. That discussed his thoughts on Tony Vitello and what he thinks will happen going forward and what this season has meant for the program. I think a lot of people will enjoy. Russ, Bear, I think you guys, this name will sound real familiar to you. I don't know about Rick. I'll give you a hint. He's a former Web standout. Like I said, former Vol.
You had me until Web.
What's that?
You had me until Web. Go ahead.
Greg McMichael.
Oh, man. Legendary Braves setup man slash closer, sidearm delivery back in the day. Love Greg McMichael.
Spartan.
And his brother, who's a physician, former Tennessee football player here for many years. Good family. Greg McMichael.
Fine family, but they're both Spartans.
You saw him come into the game for the Braves. In the mid-1990s, it was game over about 90% of the time.
you guys remember, I mean, I was a baby, but I remember him more towards the end of his career. But looking back at it, I didn't realize he was runner-up rookie of the year in 93.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, he literally, and this was without minor league, a modern-day minor league system, he literally stepped off the mound at Lindsey Nelson and went and pitched for the Braves and mowed guys down, kind of like Crochet's doing right now.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't remember. Of course, I didn't follow Tennessee baseball at all until 1995, so I don't remember him playing for the Vols. But certainly when he went to the Braves and it was him setting the table for Mark Wohlers back in the day, I mean, just one of the more dominant pitching staffs and modern baseball history for sure. So you talked to him about Vitello and the baseball program. Anything of note you want to tease for us?
Well, the main theme is that stuck out to Greg was the energy that he brings to this program. And, he didn't mince any words. He talked about all the lean years in between the highlights. You know, we've talked about the Chris Burke years and Luke Hochaver and the Todd Helton years. But there's been a lot of lean years in between, and he talked about that. And he points out that, Vitello has some characteristics that is going to bode well for him in this program if they work things out. So, Yeah, it was really neat getting to hear his thoughts. This is an old school guy that, like I said, he's a World Series champion. He grew up here. He was a key piece for the ball program when he was on the mound. So it was nice to be able to hear his thoughts from a guy who's been around and has a lot of resources and knows what it takes to win here. So, yeah, we'll check it out. I'm sure he'll be ready probably later this evening. It's a good read. He had some good quotes, and he really didn't shy away from his thoughts on this program and what Tony V means to Knoxville right now and going forward.
Is he living in Knoxville now?
No, he lives down in Georgia. He's lived okay. in Johns Creek, Georgia for a while. He actually, I wanted to say former Brave, but technically he's with the Braves. He's with the Braves organization. Okay. He heads up the Alumni Association there.
Cool.
So. Logan, will that be out on fanrunradio.com, correct?
Yes.
Very cool.
All right, looking forward to it. Logan Quinton with us this afternoon. All right, Logan, as I said, you've done a great job covering Tennessee baseball. Before it was popular, you've been there since the beginning for the Tony Vitello rise as this program has risen from the ashes of college baseball obscurity back to Omaha. What are your thoughts on Tennessee's chances? I'm sure you've studied the bracket. What do you think about Tony Vitello and his team's chances to advance in Omaha next week?
I mean, I think they're as good as anybody. I think it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. Maybe you guys have checked out some of the odds in Vegas, or like I know that Barstool, their sports book sets up odds. Personally, I don't have a sports book that actively puts college baseball on there. Sadly enough, I would have made a lot of money this year if I had that. But I did see early in the week. I think it was Monday. They were second best odds at the Barstool Sportsbook. I also saw today NCAA baseball fans' Twitter account, who they're not affiliated directly with NCAA, but they use statistics and metrics out of their portal. They have a percentage system that they use to kind of project the tournament and the World Series, and it does a pretty fine job. Tennessee actually had it based on percentage of winning the title out of these eight teams. Tennessee was it. I thought that was surprising. But I think they have just as good a chance as anyone. I mean, if you're a betting person, the odds are probably going to come in your favor if you want to put money on Tennessee. So I'd suggest waiting until Friday or Saturday, because a lot of these teams like Vandy in Texas, or more money is going to come in on them. And I think people are kind of counting out Tennessee, which is surprising. And maybe it's like the media from the outside getting infatuated with teams like Texas and Vandy and an explosive offense like Arizona. But to me, Tennessee is the most versatile team out of the eight in more ways than one. When you look at what they can do with their lineup and a deep pitching staff. And you can also get the microscope out and look and see that, you know, a lot of people talk about the home runs that we've been hitting for the past month and a half. And that's true, and that's great. But it's not like Tennessee has morphed into this team that's all they do. It started with plate discipline, and that's never changed. They have the best plate discipline, in my opinion, out of anybody in the country. Maybe Wright State would be up there, and they handled that team. So they can beat you in many ways. I know that there's a lot of talk about the park and how it's going to play out there. I'm not concerned about that at all. A bigger park for this team just means more doubles. They have 133 on the year. That's second out of the eight teams that are in Omaha. And so that, to me, this is a team that not only hits home runs, they hit extra base hits, they steal bases, get on base, and it all starts with their plate discipline. So I think they have just as good a chance, if not any, because they're so versatile.
What do you make of the first matchup? I mean, the super regional, it was game one. You got to win game one. That just sets everything in motion, makes it so much easier. Tennessee plays Virginia. 2 p.m., taking on an ACC opponent, one of the lower-rated teams out of the eight teams that made it to Omaha. How do you see this pitching matchup set up, and ultimately, how do you see Tennessee starting out the pivotal first game of the World Series?
Well, in terms of team versus team, it's probably what you want as a fan in terms of chances of just getting off to a good start. Virginia doesn't have any of those sexy components when you look at the offense or anything. But they are a likable team. As you know, looking at it objectively, they're a likable team. They find a way to win. They're a hard-nosed group. But their pitching is really good. They have overall, their pitching is good. They've got like a 3.6 team ERA. And it's going to be an electric matchup, I think, the first game. They've got their lead horse, Andrew Abbott. He's a strong lefty who is tops in the nation in terms of strikeout-to-walk ratio and strikeout per nine. I think he's right around 13.5 strikeout per nine. But the high strikeout guy that's going to, you know, challenge guys at the plate. But, I mean, in my opinion, I think Tennessee's fared well against those type of guys all year who try to, you know, live in the zone and challenge you because, like I said, that plate discipline. But I think overall, out of the other teams, if you want to get off to a right start, a good start, this is probably the type of matchup that you want.
Visiting with Logan Quinton. He's got a piece coming out. Greg McMichael, former Vol, former Brave, talking about Tony Vitello's baseball program tomorrow on FanRunRadio.com. You're definitely going to want to give that a read tomorrow. Logan, talking about Vitello, and of course Tennessee fans have been wringing their hands, gnashing their teeth for weeks now about the prospect of him leaving to Texas A&M or perhaps LSU. But we're also hearing that if LSU were to go the Mike Bianco route, of course he played for Skip Bertman in the 1980s at LSU when they were building that legendary program. If he leaves Ole Miss to go home to LSU, where his son's on the roster, I believe.
Yes.
Should Tennessee be worried about Ole Miss throwing their hat in the Tony Vitello sweepstakes?
I'm sure the administration will be worried, but as a fan, as a spectator, I mean, I'm not that worried. I'm not going to say 100% like Totten's Bill, but it's right up there in the 90s in terms of percentage of how confident I am that Tennessee and Vitello and his group are going to wrap this up. Because, I mean, I agree with you and Bear. What you guys said earlier on the call, you know, he's already built something here. And, you know, I don't care if it's LSU or Ole Miss, how good the facilities are, what the history is, you're still starting over in a sense if you make that leap because you're going to a totally different group, a totally different group of individuals that you're going to have to get acquainted with. And I feel like that's his strongest asset here. And, you know, so why leave and do that? I get it. I mean, stranger things have happened, but I just think that, you know, Greg McMichael talked about it in the piece, not specifically about this Bianco situation, but, you know, the chances of going forward and what that means and this opportunity that Vitello has and the program has. And there's a real special opportunity here. And I just don't see that happening. I do believe Bianco will be the head coach at LSU. I think they steal him away from Ole Miss. But I don't think that Vitello ends up in Oxford. Like you said, that town cannot handle Lane Kiffin and Vitello, can they?
It's too much testosterone in such a small town. I don't like just all the women would spontaneously become pregnant. I don't think there's not enough room for all those babies.
Certainly not. Not in Oxford.
Logan Quinton hanging out with us here in the stand. All right, Logan. So take us through the schedule for those who, because there's a lot of, we're all learning this college baseball thing as we go, right? Tennessee wins. We play Virginia Sunday at 2. Win, and they would play the winner of Texas and Mississippi State on Tuesday, lose, and we would play the loser of that other game on Monday. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Well, it's just win and take care of it. A lot of Tennessee fans are trying to figure out, you know, can you go out there? It's such a hard trip to plan for. Are you thinking about going at all?
I'm trying to. It doesn't really now if the schedule was a little in terms of the title game, if it was moved up a couple of days, I think the title game's set for like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the next week. If that was scooched up just a couple of days, I would definitely be looking at going to that. But it's just something hard to play in a tournament like this when it's like double elimination. And like you said, you may play the next day or have a day in between. It's just hard to plan for. And I just don't have the capability of going out. Look, I would totally load up my stuff and hop in Ventello and just drive to Omaha if I could. You know, and if you guys get that going, don't tempt me with a good time. But I, you know, I'm going to need a family to come back to when I'm here. So,
you know,
I don't know. That's a hard decision. I may have to think about that one.
Do you? I mean, what if we just go win a championship? I mean, that'll be plenty of fun. Do you really need the perfect family to come back to here? We're going to have a great time.
Wow. Rick Butler suddenly hinting that maybe you just abandon your family for Tennessee baseball. Nate Hodges this morning had, in a rare moment of clarity, what I thought was a pretty good idea. He said, why just take a tent? Just go take a tent, go camp somewhere. We could establish the fan-run campground somewhere. Camp out in a couple tents.
Does this have anything to do with baseball, or is this just like a summer activity?
We take our tents to Omaha. We find a place, because that's what the big thing is, like lodging. You could be there for 4 days. You could be there 11 days, and nobody knows how to budget or plan or ask up for enough time work. And one of the ways around that is maybe just go and basically squat somewhere in a tent. Better to ask forgiveness than permission. That's what I always say.
There you go.
Logan, great stuff, my man. We'll be looking for your piece with Greg McMichael tomorrow. Any other Tennessee baseball nuggets, thoughts, hot takes you want to throw out there before we turn you loose this afternoon?
Not really. Like I said, I think they have as good a chance as anybody, and they've got a good matchup going. Like I said, don't worry about the park, all the metrics there. They'll be fine if they just keep doing what they're doing. But I will say about my piece, Greg McMichael, I'll tease it with this. He made a couple of comparisons to some old school coaches that ended up turning their programs into longstanding programs with success. And it was two guys that reminded him of Altello. So I think you guys will find that interesting. Be sure to check it out.
Can't wait. Logan Quinton, he's at Logan Quinton on Twitter, does a fantastic job covering Tennessee baseball, as he has all year long. Be looking for more at fanrunradio.com throughout the next week or so. Logan, thanks so much, man. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, guys.
LQ making his presence felt this afternoon on The Drive. Fantastic stuff. We got to take a quick time out. Stay with us. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Logan Quinton on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Bear, what did you learn?
Oh, what was that phrase he used? I'd never heard it used before. It's towards the end of his call. Song discipline.
What?
It sounded like a Butch Jones thing.
Song discipline?
So no, some kind of discipline. Plate discipline?
Plate discipline, yeah. We have good plate discipline. Our guys don't. We don't chase pitches.
That kind of caught my ear.
We draw walks.
Kind of itched that Butch Jones part of my brain.
Disciplined approach to the plate. That's what you learned?
Yeah.
All right. Rick?
I like what he talked about with the stadium. You know, that's a continued conversation. How is Tennessee going to approach hitting in a little bit of a bigger stadium? I like the way he put it. He basically just said, hey, look, okay, you might not hit as many home runs, but hello, more doubles.
Yeah.
This is already a team who's really good at getting extended bases on a hit, and so that's only going to open up when you got to make the outfielders run that much further.
865-546-8200. All right, Titans Bill. We'll let him. We haven't heard from him in a little while. His phone call, for some reason, got disconnected earlier. We'll let him finish up. We're giving him a special privilege. He is Titans Bill, after all.
Okay. The bottom line of it is Randy Boyd is not going to let Tony Vitello get away. He's letting both Plowman and White know who's really in charge here, who's really the big kahuna. And the reason why I'm saying that, guys, what is he at the University of Tennessee? He's the El Presidente.
Ooh. He is the president.
The big kahuna.
Tony.
So the El Presidente will not let Tony Vitello get away.
No.
And the El Presidente will find a way to get him re-signed and also to give Lindsey Nelson Stadium a facelift.
Randy Boyd is never going to give Tony V up. He's never going to let Tony V down. He's never going to run around and desert Tony Vitello.
So take that, Daniel Boone White and Dashing Dante.
He's never going to make Tony V cry. He's never going to say goodbye. He's never going to tell a lie and desert Tony Vitello.
No.
Not going to happen.
This is the same guy that owns the Tennessee Smokies.
Yep.
And that owns a couple of other minor league teams.
He's the same guy that when Philip Fulmer was prepared to let Rick Barnes walk to UCLA to be the next John Wooden and resurrect that program and do what Mick Cronin did this year, Randy Boyd stepped in and said, no, not on my watch. We're going to pay him $5 million a year. We're going to pay him more than the football coach, which is something that nobody thought would ever happen here. We're going to let him use my jet whenever he wants, and we're not going to let him go. Never going to give him up. Never going to give, never going to give, never going to give.
And I'll tell you what, I'll tell you who really the heat is on right now, and that's Josh Heupel. He better produce.
He hasn't even coached a game yet, Titans Bill. Can we let him coach a game before we put him on the hot seat?
Well, I'll tell you, he needs to do a bit. Well, of course, look at it this way. There's a couple of some top prospects that has committed. You got to say this, and I disagree with Basilio. I believe Heupel's doing a good job when it comes to recruiting, or people like Rodney Garner and several of the others here. That's who I'm going to really give credit to right there.
He's doing as good a job.
His top assistants.
Yeah, he's doing as good a job as he can given the circumstances, which are not good, to put it mildly.
So Basilio, come on, get off this case.
Yeah. You clown. That's what Tony would say. Thank you, Titans Bill. We appreciate it.
Okay, buddy.
865-546-8200. Titans Bill has made his presence felt this afternoon on the show. Do you feel like Randy Boyd's role in this Tony Vitello saga is not talked about enough? We put so much of it on Danny White. Is it really Randy Boyd who's pulling the strings behind the curtain?
I don't know if pulling the strings, but I mean, I think it's pretty much accepted now that he was the one who got the deal done with Rick Barnes. I mean, it honestly would not surprise me, simply because he's a very successful businessman. He's got a ton of baseball. I mean, how many minor league teams does he own? He's a baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's got. I think that he's, yeah. You call it pulling the strings. I just see it as being, in this case, a good steward of the university's best interest.
Look, I mean, those jobs are hard, and we give the past ADs a lot of grief, and deservedly so in most cases, I would say. But it's hard to make the right hire sometimes, especially when the hires that you know are right aren't going to come anyway.
But
I think having Randy Boyd in the position he's in, I think we all feel a lot better with him in that seat than we did the last guy, Joe DiPietro.
Right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, as far as baseball goes, I mean, who hired Serrano?
Technically, that was...
Was that... what's her name?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank.
How do we not know her name?
Joan Cronin.
Yeah.
Technically, she was the interim athletics director for a minute.
And that hire happened on her watch. I mean, he was a national championship. That was on paper. That's one of the better hires we've ever made, just on office. I mean, he had a great resume.
Yeah, and I feel like Mike Hamilton had already laid the it's been a while. The story was Hamilton had already kind of laid the groundwork. They were moving that direction, and she just kind of went ahead and sealed the deal. I'm sure it wasn't a unilateral decision on her part, but that was a – we all agreed that at the time Serrano was a home run hire, and as you all will never let me live down, we all agreed that who the hell is Tony Vitello? People want to have a revisionist history about that, but nobody knew who he was when he got the job. So that just goes to show, especially in that sport, college baseball, you should probably withhold judgment of the hire until after it's made. Everybody thought
I feel like Rusty Inser was kind of excited about that.
Everybody thought Dave Serrano was the guy. Everybody thought him. Nobody knew who Tony Vitello was. I don't know if Rusty knew who he was, but nobody. He was number one on nobody's list, except John Curry. And thank God he was. Footage coming out now of Vitello and the boys getting on the buses, headed to the airport.
Great.
Getting on the bird towards Omaha.
Did you guys see what was, in my opinion? Well, first off, there were not one but two great videos that hit the Twitter machine yesterday. We hit one of them yesterday, the great D-Generation X mashup.
Can I just say, by the way, you were here. You showed that video to me the first time before the show yesterday.
Are we talking about your reaction?
I was literally crying tears of joy. It made me so happy. And we had to go and do the show, and I was doing stuff last night. Late last night, around 10 p.m., by myself, I pulled it up and watched it again and had literally the same reaction. I was just so tickled. I love it.
I don't want the people out there to get confused or think there's exaggeration going on. There were full tears coming out of your eyes. Full, running. It was incredible.
Tears of pure joy, my friend.
I feel the exact same reaction.
Thank you, Callum.
It is so great. Shout out to you. It should have even got more publicity. I think it had 20,000 views or whatever.
So good.
So that was the first video, great video that hit Twitter. And then, did you guys see the great Omaha video featuring Peyton Manning? Omaha! I thought that was hilarious. I want to know your reaction, though. Did you? Because I got to be honest, it was dad humor. So I felt like it was right up y'all's alley.
It was right up our alley for sure. And so I was watching that in the kitchen last night with my wife, and she, you know, my wife is not a big sports person at all. And she said, oh, he's such a good sport. And I said, who, Peyton or Tony? And she was like, well, I was talking about Peyton, but yeah, both of them for sure. And Vitello has a very Peyton-esque sense of humor, right?
It seems
that deadpan, very dry wit. And so those two have a natural chemistry there, I felt.
They do. They do. It was really funny. And I don't know, just the way they put it all together. And then it was great to see Tony Vitello yell out Omaha at the end, Ben going, no. It's more three syllables. It's in the diaphragm. Like, that was all just really, really spectacular. And it hit ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, like, people at ESPN got
really?
Got the notification. Okay. So that went national yesterday.
Yep. Folks, we got a big show tomorrow. We're going to be live at Jets Pizza in Farragut. It's round one of the U.S. Open. We're going to be watching that over pizza and beers tomorrow in Farragut. If you've never been to Jets Pizza, this would be a great opportunity to come out and say hi to the show, support one of our long-running sponsors here on Fan Run Radio. They're on Kingston Pike, right next to the Shrimp Dock, right next to National RX, that area of town, that side of Kingston Pike. And we'll be out there setting up tomorrow around 2:30. We'll do the show from 3 to 6, and then we'll probably hang out for a drink afterwards if you want to come out and say hello. U.S. Open, we're going to have baseball on. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. Looks like the weather's going to be nice, so come on out, beat the heat, hang out with us inside at Jets Pizza in Farragut tomorrow. All right, Rick, you're going to have the top four at four. We got a crazy 24 hours or so in the NBA. Looking forward to hear about it. You got Durant with an all-time performance last night, and then just all hell breaking loose on the injury front and sickness front and what else.
It's been a wild day.
Wild day. We'll hit you. We'll get all set on that. We've got Josh Pate in hour number two. We're talking college football. A lot to get to. Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue, located in beautiful Cove Lake State Park. Rickard